Sefer HaTanya, we are up to Perek Lamed, the 30th chapter of Sefer HaTanya, page Resh Mem Aleph. Od zot yasim el libo, lekayem ma'amar abotenu. Person should put to heart to fulfill the words of Chazal in Pirkei Avot, veheve shefal ruach bifnei kol adam. Veheve, this should be a mantra. This should be something that we know by heart always. Veheve shefal ruach bifnei kol adam. A person should be humble before every person. And says the Baal HaTanya, zechuto tegen alenu, veheve be'emet la'amito bifnei kol ha'adam mamash. Two things he says. Veheve shefal ruach. A person has to be humble, not just to act humble. Veheve, heve milashon lihiyot, to be. The person has to be humble. Number one, really humble. And number two, bifnei kol ha'adam, before everyone, without exception. Let's see, he says, afilu bifnei kal shebakalim. Now he's talking about Jews. But the truth is that a person should be humble before goyim as well. Yes, because a person has to train in the ways of humility, and absolutely. But the focus here is more on Jews. But no matter who, afilu bifnei kal shebakalim, even the simplest of simplest. Some mefarshim of the Tanya here say even the irreligious, no matter what level, afilu kal shebakalim, and he's going to explain, to be humble before everyone. Because this is based on what Chazal say elsewhere in Pirkei Avot, al tadin et chavercha ad shetagia limkomo. Do not judge another person until you reach his place, until you have went through what he went through, when you reach his circumstances. Ki mekomo gorem lo lachato. Because many times, it's mekomo, it's his place, meaning his surroundings, his circumstances in life that cause him to sit. Lihiyot parnasato lelech bashuk kol hayom v'lihiyot miyoshvei kranot. His parnasa is all day long to be in the shuk, in the market, all day long to deal with people, not the greatest elements of society. Miyoshvei kranot. Shvei kranot literally means those who sit on the corners, right? You know, those who sit in the corners, you know, with the sandwich. Yoshve kranot. But someone who has a parnasa, his work is to be all day in the shuk. Ve'enav ro'ot kol ha'ta'avot. So his eyes are constantly seeing, you know, things that cause ta'ava, cause desire. Ve'ha'ayin ro'ah ve'alev chomed. And so the eye sees and his heart desires. Ve'yitzro bo'er ketanur bo'era me'ofe. And his yetzer hara is ignited, is burning like an oven that is ignited by the baker. Kemo shekatu beHoshea, as it says in Hoshea, hu bo'er ke'esh lehava. So you're sitting there and you're judging this person that he's really a sinful person. So I don't have to be humble before him. But look, his mekomo brought him to be like that. And you, Mashen Ken, Misholech Bashuk Me'at, Virova Yom Yoshev Beveto, someone who's hardly in the shuk, mostly he's able to work at home. Vegami Molech Kolayom Bashuk, and even if you want to say that you're always going in the shuk and you're still not like that, Yacholi Yotche no mechumam kolkach vetivo. Maybe he has a hotter type of Yetzerara than you. He's a more passionate person. And the person and other people are not as passionate, are colder. Ki ena yetzer shaveh b'chol nefesh. The yetzer hara is not the same by every person. Yesh sheyitzro, he doesn't quote the whole ma'amar, but kemo sheyitbayer b'makom acher, like is explained elsewhere, that there are people who are given a bigger yetzer, there are people who are given less. Now, the Baal HaTanya immediately wants to remove any kind of notion from our mind after hearing this, that, oh, so, okay, so are we sort of like giving an excuse here? It's okay, you know, he has a big yetzer hara, you know, he's a hot guy and stuff like that. So first he clarifies. He
says, "V'hine be'emet, in truth, gam mishu mechumam meod betivo u'parnasato iliot miyoshvei kranot kol hayom."
Even a person who is very passionate and his parnasa is all day long to sit with yoshvei kranot, en lo shum itnatzlut al chatav. There is no justification for the sins. Absolutely not. U'mikri rasha gamu. He's called a rasha. A person who acts upon his, you know, desires. Al asher en pachad Elokim leneged enav. Because he doesn't have any fear before Hashem. Ki haya lo li'itapek ve'limshol al ruach ta'avato. Yes, of course. He should be able to overcome and to take himself in his hands and control his ta'ava shebelibo. Mipene pachad Hashem haro'eh kol ma'asav. Because of the fear from Hashem, who's always looking. Kemo shenitba'er le'el. Ki ha'moach shalit al ha'lev betolato. As the Baal HaTanya mentioned quite a few times already in the Sefer, that the moach, the mind, is more powerful than the heart. Nobody has an excuse. Well, my heart's too passionate. I can't help it. You have a moach, the moach is able to be shalit. End of akazeh. Of course. But now he gets back to us. I say us. I mean, right? Listen, we're talking to ourselves that we should not be judgmental and we should behave with humility towards even hakal shebakalim. So how do I do that? How do I think that even before such a person, I should be humbled? So here he says something very deep. V'hine be'emet she'i milchama gedola ve'atzuma. It's a big struggle. It's a big battle. Lishbor ha'yetzer ha'bo'er ke'esh le'ava mipenei pachad Hashem. We understand that. It's a very, very, very big fight to break the yetzer that is burning like fire just because of fear of Hashem. It's not easy. U'kmo nisayon mamash. It's a big nisayon. It's a big test. Ve'hilkach tzarich kol adam lefi ma shehu mekomo u'madregato be'avodat Hashem. Therefore, every person has to sit back for a second and reflect upon himself, according to his circumstance, according to his level, lishkol velivchon be'atzmo, to weigh and to inspect in himself, im hu oved Hashem be'erech u'bchinat milchama atzuma kazo, do we serve Hashem on that level of that fight, ve'nisayon kaze bivchinat asetov? In the aspect of doing good. In other words, like this. We're condemning this person right now because he acts sinfully with, acts upon his desires, and he's this passionate guy who goes after his lust. It's true, it's wrong, but he has to put up a big fight. So that means we're judging the person that why doesn't he put up that big fight because of Pachad Hashem? Don't you know Hashem is looking, right? So now, we tzaddikim, we're sitting here, and we're all good, we don't do that, right? Okay, do we? Do we put up that fight that we are expecting from the other person in the asetov of our lives? He fell into the trap of the sumera. He can't overcome the sumera. Okay, and we're thinking that we're fine with the sumera. Okay. But what about the asetov? Do you put up that fight in asetov? Kigon, for example, be'avodata tevila bechavana. What's an example of asetov? Praying the tefila with kavana. Lishpoch nafsho lifnei Hashem, to pour out our heart before Hashem. Bechol kocho mamash ad mitzui hanefesh, with everything that we got, with all our power, to pour our heart to Hashem. Ulilachem im gufo venefesh habamit shebo, and to fight with our physical tendencies, hamonim hakavana bemilchama atzuma, that stand as obstacles before having kavana. Do you put up that big fight bemilchama atzuma? To break those obstacles that will stop us from having kavana before we come to pray shachrit ve'arvit midei yom biyom, every day, morning and evening. And we come bishat tefila, and even in the time of tefila, leyageya atzmo vigiat nefesh vigiat basal, to work hard on avodat tefila, to pray with kavanah, to really focus, to really think before whom we're standing. Kemo sheyidbayer lekaman barichut, as bezat Hashem he will talk about barichut. Bikol shelo igia lidei midazo leilachem im gufo milchama atzuma kazo, if a person didn't reach that level of having that fight, of fighting his body with such a battle in the Aset Tov, עדיין לא הגיע לבחינת וערך מלחמת היצר הבוער כאש להבה. So you didn't reach that level of fighting the milchama of the yetzer of the fire of desires. Lihiyot nichna venishbar mipene pachad Hashem. You're expecting a fight from someone else that you don't put up. Each one in his realm. Each one in his makom. V'chein b'inyan berkat ha-mazon. Or let's say, in saying berkat ha-mazon properly. V'chol birkot ha-ne'enim v'ha-mitzvot b'kavana. Saying all the brachot with kavana. Doing all the mitzvot with kavana. V'en tzarech lomar kavanat ha-mitzvot nishman. And surely the concept of doing mitzvot l'shem shamayim. V'chein b'inyan esek limud ha-torah. How about learning Torah? How about that? That's also aset tov, right? L'ilmod harbe yoter mechefzo urtzono. Lefi tivo urgiluto. To learn more than what you are used to according to your regular nature. Al yedei milchama atzuma im gufot. That takes a lot. Right? Let's say a person, he learns an hour. Okay, so hour he could do. Right? Okay, so that didn't take such a milchama. So now to learn another hour, that's going to take a fight. Right? Did you do that? Did you do that? Says the Baal HaTanya. Ki alomed me'at yoter mitivo arezo milchama ktana. He says, because if you learn a little bit more than your normal habit, okay, that's a small milchama. That's a small battle. Ve'en la erech v'dimyon im milchemet ha-yetzer ha-bo'er ka'esh. Can't compare that with the fight of the against the yetzer hara of fire of ta'ava, the mikri rasha gamu. And that person, if he doesn't put up that fight, what did we just say before? He's called a Rasha. We acknowledge that. He's called a Rasha. Imeno menatzeach yitzro liyot nichna venishbar mipenei Hashem. If he's not able to put up that fight and to break his yetzer hara. But he says, but between me and you, umali b'chinat sur mera, umali b'chinat v'aseto. What's the difference? If it's in the sur mera or if it's in the aseto. What's the difference, he says? Hakol hi mitzvat ha-melech ha-kadosh yachid u'myuchad baruch hu. Everything is because of the mitzvah of Hashem. וכן בשאר מצוות, ובפרט בדבר שבממון, how about when it comes to מצוות of money, כמו עבודת הצדקה, וחיי גוונה. בקיצור, what is he saying here? There's so many מלחמות that we have to put up, we צדיקים, judging this person who falls into temptation, that we don't even begin to put up. And we're expecting him to put up that fight? What's the difference between Sur Mera and Asetov? Did you ever think of this? This is so illuminating. This is light in our eyes. We never think of it like this. It's an amazing thing. Now he comes back to us and he says, and sur mera, as if, you know, everything's fine. Afilu bivchinat sur mera, and even in sur mera, in the don't do's. Yachol kol ish maskil, any person who thinks just a little bit, limtso benafsho, will be able to find in himself שאינו סר לגמרי מהרה בכל מכל כל. He's not totally clean from סור מרע, במקום שצריך למלחמה עצומה כערך ענל, in that place where you need a tremendous מלחמה, ואפילו פחות מערך ענל. Even something less than what we were speaking about. כגון, for example, להפסיק באמצע שיחה נאה. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. כגון להפסיק באמצע שיחה נאה. Like to stop in the middle of a good chat. Let's say you're having a nice conversation. It's so juicy. You know those juicy conversations where many sacrifices, many korbanot are going up in flames, right? A juicy, nice, sicha na'a. So imagine how much guts it takes to stop in the middle, to pull the brakes, to stop in the middle. That's a milchama. That's a sumira. Who does that? O sipur bignut chavero, to talk about, you know, derogatory things about someone, meaning lashon hara, to stop. Afilu gnai katan v'kal meod, even a small thing. Afshu emet, even if it's true. Afilu kedei lenakot atzmo, even if it's for the purpose of standing up for yourself, you know, to justify yourself that you're not guilty. So what do you do? What does a person do many times? You know, no, it's not me, it's him, or some of the like. He even brings kenoda mehada amar Rabbi Shimon le'aviv Rabbeinu Hakadosh. Now, again, we're talking about Tanaim Hakadoshim. Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So in one place in the Gemara, in Baba Batra, so there was a get pasul. There was a get that was pasul that was written. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh was very upset. And he thought that his son was involved in that, Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon told his father, Lav ana katve, ela Yehuda chayata katve. No, Abba, I didn't write it. Yehuda the tailor, he wrote it. ואמר לו, and his father told him, קלח מלשון הרע. What is this you're speaking לשון הרע? Now, Abi Shimon, the truth is, did not mean to speak לשון הרע, right? He just wanted to make it clear, Abba, it wasn't me. I want you to know who wrote. You're speaking לשון הרע. He caught him on like a slip of the tongue of לשון הרע. וכאגבנה כמה מילי דשכיחי טובה. There are many examples to this that we find. ובפרט בעניין לקדש עצמו במותר לו. And what about sanctifying ourselves in things that are allowed? Like we just mentioned in the Tanat Veliyahu, not to indulge. Shehu midoraita, which actually is a mitzvah deoraita. Kemo shekatuv kedoshim tiyu, vihitkadishtem, kadesh atzmecha vemutar lach. וגם דברי סופרים חמורים מדברי תורה, and all the דרבנאנס, which are as serious as the אורייתא, אלא שכל אלו וכיוצא בהם, the thing is, the problem is, all these examples we just mentioned, הם מעוונות שאדם דש בעקביו. It's like from those things that people, you know, normally, it's okay, you know, or גם נעשו כהתר מחמת שעבר ושעבר. Sometimes it even becomes like as if it's מותר. Do you know that some people think it's allowed to talk in shul? There are some people that think like that. I don't want to say where and what and things like that. How did that come about? How is such a ridiculous idea able to get a hold of someone? The answer is habit. That's the answer. In the beginning, you know it's wrong. But once you do it again, and you do it again, the Gemara says, Naset lo keheter. It becomes like it's mutar. No, I do this. My father did it. My grandfather. It became a masoret already. Okay? It's mutar. It's allowed. Aval be'emet imu yodea sefer. But anyone who knows a little bit, he says, "Umachzik b'Torat Hashem," and he holds on to the Torah of Hashem, "V'kirvat Elokim v'chpatz," and he desires closeness to Hashem. Then this person knows that gadol avono mineso, that it's the sin is very great. Ve'ashmato gadla b'kifle kiflaim, and his guilt is double. B'ma she'eno nilcham u'mitgaber al yitzro, with the fact that he doesn't even bother to put up that fight and to overcome his yetzer, be'erech u'bchinat milchama atzuma anal, on par with that type of milchama that we're talking about. It's worse than what? The guilt of this person is worse than me'ashmat kal shebekalim. It's even worse than that kal shebekalim who we started off judging. Yoshve Kranot, the one who his panasa is in Yoshve Kranot, harechokim me'Hashem v'Torato. Now he's far from Hashem and from Torah. Ve'en hashmatam gedola kol kach b'ma she'enam kovshim Yitzram ha'boer keishlem. Again, he's not contradicting what he said in the beginning. That yeah, it's called rasha and it's sinful, but relatively speaking, to a person who does know, if he doesn't put up a fight in his areas where he should, it is worse, it's a bigger guilt to that person than the person who doesn't know much. She'enam kovshim Yitzram ha'boer kesh le'ava mipenei pachad Hashem ha'mevinu mabit el kol ma'asem. That they don't put up the fight to overcome the Yetzer Hara because of Yirat Shamayim. Ke'ashmat, like the guilt of kol ha'karev ha'karev el Hashem, the one who's close to Hashem el Torato ve'avodato. Kemo shamu abotenu, like the Gman Chagiga says, gabei acher she'yada b'chvodi, Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, he knew my honor, and yet he went against it. Therefore, he was held more accountable. Lachen amu abotenu and Chazal sein b'metzi alamed gimel al ame haaretz, regarding ame haaretz, shezedonot naasim laim kishgagot. That even intentional sins, Hashem judges them as if they are unintentional. It's an amazing thing, because they're ame haaretz. So therefore, these are some of the thoughts that a person has to put into his mind, how to be humble before everyone. Even someone who looks like, what do you mean, humble before him? He's a sinner. Yeah, but first of all, al tadin et chavercha shetagi alim komcha. And secondly, were you really magi alim komo? Did you really reach his place? What do you mean? I don't do the things that he does. No, but that's his makom. How about in your makom? In your makom, do you put up that struggle that you so easily expect him to put? That's a big question. That's not so simple. And that should bring feelings of humbleness and humility in our heart before each and every person. This is to be continued, but that's Perek Lamed.